I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing When I Arise, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Betrayed, from Luke chapter 22, verses 54 through 62.
No sweeter sound this side of heaven than the song of the redeemed. Till my days on earth have ended and God's praises I will sing. When I rise to live in glory and my soul has taken wing, 10,000 years will be as one day to sing praises to the King. Until the time that I've ascended through the clouds to glorious day, may my life be lost in Jesus and be a light that shows the way. When I rise, to sing praises to the King. All creation is awaiting the final call. My soul has taken wing. 10,000 years will be as one day. To sing praises to the King. No sweeter sound this side of heaven than the song of the redeemed. Until my days on earth have ended and God's praises I will sing.
So we can get back to our party style of living. Peter is following Jesus, yet he's doing it in bad company. I'm going to tell you something. Let me pre-warn you here. When you're following Jesus, friend, you listen, we should go into the world and win the world. But it doesn't mean today that we've got to act like the world to do it. Amen. Bad people corrupt good character. Amen. So many Christians claim to love Jesus, but you're hanging out with the enemy. Well, I ain't got no bad people in my life, Pastor. Well, you're not serving God. You're hanging out with the devil in the devil's crowd. Come on. It's when we get back in the world that Satan sifts us, as Jesus told Peter to warn himself. And you know what, folks? Peter was in a position, and he had placed himself there in the downward stairwell of depravity. There is denial and there is betrayal. And it's prevalent in Peter's life. But again, let's not put him on the list of the most wanted. We're on that list too. It's what happens when Peter was questioned about Jesus. The Bible says a certain maid held him as he sat, beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was with him also. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know not him. Now note, he didn't deny Jesus. He denied knowing Jesus. Amen. Peter denied being a part of following Jesus. Well, preacher, I just show up. You're just following at a far distance. You're just showing up and that's all. Listen, Peter said, I am not. But let's remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the door of salvation. I am your hope. I am your help. I'm your everything. So three times Peter denied, and then the rooster crowed. And it wasn't the rooster that jarred the memory of Peter. It's what happened in verse 61. And the Lord turned. See, the Lord sees you today. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And what happened to Peter? The Bible says Peter remembered. And then the Bible says that he went out. It didn't just say he went out, had a sniffing spell, some flesh produced tears. The Bible says he went out and he wept bitterly. There's actually something good in that, because that shows ownership. If he could have done what he did, and there was no remorse and there was no feeling of guilt about what he had committed and what he had done, I'd say Peter had never known Jesus to begin with. But in this place of weeping, it was expressing his soul that he had dishonored the Lord in his life. And so Peter wept bitterly. And Jesus told Peter something before he failed. He says, I have prayed for thee that your faith fail not. Amen. I'm glad I've got a Savior who's praying for me today. Amen. I'm glad I got a Holy Spirit that's groaning with my heart before the presence of God. Hallelujah. You know what happened? Peter turned around. Peter turned his life around. And Peter repented. And when his pride was broken, thank God, Peter was restored. Amen. God restored him. He didn't save him again. He restored him. Amen. He forgave him. He gave him hope. He brought him back into the family. He embraced him. Hallelujah. It's like the parable that Jesus gave of the young guy that left his father in the fold. He said, give me all that belongs to me. And he went out into the world, and the Bible says he wasted his substance with riotous, rebellious, sinful living. And the Bible says, this is such a beautiful illustration of what happened in Peter's life. The Bible says that he came to himself. He remembered. And he said, I'll go back to my father's house. And maybe he can just make me as one of the hired servants. You know, I'll clean out the pig troughs and I'll sweep up the floor. And maybe he'll just give me a little place that I can lay my head down. And maybe I can get the table scraps, eat some of the pig's food or something. I mean, you know. But what happened when he came back? The father saw him at a distance. And the Bible says that his father ran to him. He embraced him. He said, this is my son. He restored him. Put a ring on his finger and put a robe on his back. Kill the fatted calf. Thank God my son has come home. You know, that's an illustration of what God does for us. And this is exactly what happened to Peter. This was hope that was purchased at the cross. And you and I have it if we're a child of God today. If you have not received him, you're lost. You're going to hell. But thank God he can change that too. He'll redeem you. He'll save your soul today. It was at the cross. Thank God that God's justice was satisfied. It was at the cross God's anger was pacified. Thank you, Jesus, for what he has done for you and I today. And as I close, listen, it was at the cross that our hope for your life is secured by Jesus Christ. Peter was a broken man, and I'm going to tell you, the only way you're ever going to come to God is when you become broken. Broken and spilled out, but I'm glad he can put you back together and put your faith in Christ. And God used Peter for his glory. He didn't put him on the shelf. Jesus greatly used him because Jesus had ascended and Peter went out and preached the word over 3,000. And that's just one instance. God mightily used him because he came back to the God of hope. What God did for Peter, he'll do for you and I. I'm telling you something. We've got to become broken before God. Bring him your broken lives today. Bring him your struggles. Bring him your sins. Bring him your difficulties. Bring him everything that you're going through today. And if you need salvation, come. He'll give you that too. Amen. And if you need restoring, if you need refreshing, if you need reviving, I'm glad the word says, come. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Come to the cross. And when you come to the cross, you're coming to Jesus. Because guess what? There's hope for you today in him. Father, thank you for your precious word that we find a great source of comfort and help in. Oh, Lord, bring us to the cross. Bring us to altars where we today lay down ourselves and we take up the cross and we follow you as we stand to our feet. Lord, if there's someone lost today and doesn't know Christ right now, I pray that you will prick their heart, show them that need of salvation. And Lord, they will come today. I'm going to stand here at this altar. And Lord, if someone's not saved, I pray they'll come directly to me and give me the privilege and the opportunity of praying with them and leading them to the saving grace of our God. But Lord, we've got to look at our lives today. Are we in the position that we need that refreshing, that reviving, that restoration? We need help. We need your blessings. Lord, right now is our opportunity to come. Speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Will you come right now?
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.